This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Well, it's been 3 weeks since I've been back in the saddle again, and I'm glad to be back in studio. A lot of traveling, a lot of doing things. 3 weeks ago, took the boys, my basketball team, up to the University of Georgia Mark Fox basketball camp. Had a lot of fun. Got to play in Stegman Stadium, and just a great experience for these young men. And then, of course, last weekend, had to go up there and see my boy, Dominic DeMasi, you know, pitching for the minor league Cleveland Indians organization. The Mahoning Valley Scrappers took the family up there, enjoyed that, had a good time. And, back here in the saddle again after 3 weeks, and excited to be here. Love talking local sports, love talking national sports. It's the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to everybody. Happy birthday, America. And, of course, I got to start here with a heavy heart, and I don't know if the words I say is going to put it in perspective, but one of my most favorite guests on the show passed away suddenly while I was up there on my way to Ohio to visit my son, and that's Robert Espinoza, the jog father, as the South Magazine coined him. And what can I say? Anytime I wanted Robert to come on the air, talk about the running events here in Savannah, Never said no. He was at a function. He was at a race. He always found time to come on my show. Had a lot of talks about running in Savannah and what his goals were here in Savannah. And Robert had a lot of goals. And I think his goals weren't finished, but gone too early. I don't know what else to say. Robert Espinoza, 54 years old, the man behind all the running events here in Savannah, Georgia, changed Savannah, Georgia's running scene, Rock and Roll Marathon, all the events that they put on, the Kreitz Tybee Run, the Bridge Run. We got the Watermelon Crawl today. I'm just lost for words, and my prayers and hopes and sorrows are with the Espinoza family. I met Cookie twice, a lovely lady, just Fleet Feet Sports Savannah. Big hole to fill, but I know his legacy, his saying, it's time to grind. When it was over, we will shine, and Robert Espinoza shined greatly here in Savannah, Georgia, and he's going to be dearly missed. And, the memorial was yesterday at Calvary Baptist Church, packed house, just I don't know what else to say. It's just, the man was running here in Savannah, Georgia. The man was more than running. The man was a man that he would talk to anybody. He would be your friend. He'd help you get involved in exercise programs. And on that note, Robert Espinoza, wherever you may be, God bless, and we will miss you. Heavy heart on that one. I wish I could have did it last week, but like I said, I was on my way to see my boy in Ohio, so Robert Espinoza, Fleet Feet Sports, will live on in our mind, in our hearts, in our memories. And anytime I see somebody running now or I pass the store on Waters Avenue, just the big smile of him, Robert Espinoza, comes flashing into my mind. And once again, let's go on. The show must go on, and we got a great lineup. It's July 4th. We'll talk about local scores news in a couple of seconds in quarter number two in my first game, which is from 9 to 10, and then the second game from 10 to 11. We play two here, and it's always a great day to play two, as the great Ernie Banks would say. We'll talk to the Savannah Coastal Swim League president, Chris Hintz. The city meet, the Savannah Coastal Swim League city meet, is next Saturday, July 11th, at the Aquatic Center. We'll find out who's going to be the city champ or the Coastal Swim League champ. It's been going on for over, I think, 35 years. It's probably one of the most participated summer sporting events we have. There's over 800 swimmers in the Savannah Coastal Swim League. So I'm excited to talk to the president, Chris Hintz. Then we'll get to quarter number three. We got to catch up on a lot of golf, and no better way than to talk to the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. We got mini golf tour. We got the golf tour. We got PGA. We got Champions Golf Tour. We got the Web.com tour. I mean, we got so many tours with so many local golfers that are very successful. Then, of course, we got our own city golf tournaments going on. We got the renovation of Bacon Park. Just an exciting time to be a golf enthusiast here in Savannah, Georgia. And Stephen Elmo Weeks, as you see him in the Savannah Morning News, does a great job keeping us on top of all the golf news. Then we'll close out the first hour with my man, the producer of the show, but he's also the host of High School First Look, which will be starting up soon because we're only 21 days from opening day for high school football. And that's, of course, P.J. Zucco. We'll take two. I'll ask a question. He'll ask a question. We'll give you how we feel. Sometimes it'll be about sports. Sometimes it'll be off the topic. But once again, take two in the fourth quarter of the first hour. Then we'll get into the second hour or the second game. We'll start off with local news and what's going on in the area. Then we'll go to the second quarter with the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, H.V. Jenkins running back, Arkeen Bird. I mean, he's getting a lot of offers, a lot of looks. When you run 4-4 and a 40, and you can run for over 800 yards and miss half the season, pretty special kid. So we'll talk to Arkeen Bird, the H.V. Jenkins football running back. Once said, 21 days away, and that goes right into the third quarter with the man himself. He's not going to get any rest once it starts. We'll talk to the WJCL sports director, Frank, the big guy, Sikowski, what we can expect with football kicking off on July 25th, and then we'll close out the show. Once again, it's July 4th. Happy birthday, America. Have a great day out there today. Please be careful with the fireworks. Now we know it's legal here in Georgia, so I'm excited about it. Went down to Tybee. Didn't go really down all the way down to Tybee Island, but I watched it from Fort Pulaski, the fireworks last night. Great, great spectacle. Tonight we got it on the river, so get down there by 9:15, before 9:15 if you want to see the fireworks down there on River Street. But it's going to be kind of iffy. It's starting out great day. Right now it's 78 degrees. It's going up to 93. It's probably going to feel like 103. But there's a 50% chance of rain coming in this afternoon, so hopefully we'll get the fireworks on River Street tonight. Let's go to the scoreboard, the Atlanta Braves. They won their third straight. I mean, this is amazing. Julio Teheran can't explain. I mean, we can't explain it. He can't explain it. Why he's very successful at home and can't win on the road. I mean, so he's 6-4 now. His earned run average at home is 2.04. I mean, he's 5-0 at Turner Field. He's 1-4 on the road and has a 7.40 ERA on the road, so who knows. But the Braves won again. Juan Uribe hit a tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning. Teheran threw seven strong innings, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. They'll be back at Turner Field tonight at the TED, and they take on the Phillies again, 7:15 start. And Alex Wood takes the toes the rubber for the Braves. The Savannah Sandnats, after winning the first half season of the South Atlantic Baseball League, I mean, they're having a little trouble here in the second half. They're 2-6. They're 41-37 overall. They split yesterday with the Augusta Green Jackets. The Sandnats, The Sandnats lost the first game 3-1 and then won the second game 3-0. Scarlin Reyes struck out 12 batters yesterday in 7 innings to, you know, get the split for the Savannah Sandnats. They go on the road, their longest road trip. I'm pretty sure it's like 9 games. They start out in Greenville, take on the Drive. Then the Nats own the season series against the Drive. They beat them 7 straight times. They'll start Corey Oswalt tonight. Game time is 7 o'clock up there in Greenville. So the Sandnats will return home. They don't return home now till July 14th for a 2-for-2 Tuesday versus the Asheville Tour. So they'll be on the road for 10 days. PGA, we got the Greenbrier going on up there in West Virginia. Brian Harman is not involved. He returns next week to defend his John Deere Classic Championship. That's his first PGA Tour win. Champions Tour, they're off. Next week they'll be at the Encompass Championship in the North Shore Country Club in Glenville, Illinois. Gene Sowers has the week off. And a Web.com Tour at the Nova Scotia Open in Halifax, Canada. Mark Silva's missed the cut. He was at 6 over. Running events, special running events today. Once again, we got the Watermelon Crawl. It's already started at Lake Mare. 6-mile or 8-mile run. No registration. Started at 8 o'clock. This is not a race. It was just a a group fun run for everybody that want to participate. They'll run from Lake Mear down through Isle of Hope and back. There'll be a marked 6-mile loop as well as an 8-mile loop after the run. A lot of watermelon will be provided at Lake Mear. Next week, we have the Summer Sizzler 5K. This is pretty special. Anything Fleet Feet Sports Savannah does with running races, it's going to be in the memory of Robert Espinoza. The proceeds from this race will benefit the Horizon Savannah organization, which provides valuable summer education opportunities for low-income students. It's out there on Wilmington Island. It'll start at J.C. Cannon Field, 8 o'clock. Go to fleetfeetsavannah.com to register. Well, that's the news right now. We're going to get into a little of the Savannah Coastal Swim League in a couple of seconds. But remember, this show cannot happen without my sponsor, and that's Optum Orthopedics. They have 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center. They have digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, all in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optumhealth.com. That's O-P-T-I-M, OptumHealth.com. Next up, we're going to take a little splash in the pool. The Aquatic Center, home of the 2015 Savannah Coastal City Swim Meet Championships next Saturday. And we're going to talk to the man himself that probably knows more about it than I do. And that's the president of the Savannah Coastal Swim League, Chris Hintz. You're listening to the Carl DeBasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. Remember, you can listen to us on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com. You can listen to us on your smartphone on the new ESPN Radio app and go to Savannah Hilton Head. And then, of course, on TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N. Tune in Radio, W-S-E-G Sports Talk, Savannah.
Make sure you take ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and Three and Out with you wherever you go.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We're always on your dial at AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Radio contact service, a voice here.
But now you can find us on the ESPN Radio app streaming live.
Three and Out with Kevin Thomas, BJ Bennett, and Matt Osborne.
Am I on the air?
Whether it's on the radio, online at ESPNCoastal.com, on TuneIn, or on the exclusive ESPN Radio app.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and Three and Out.
Should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Are always one click away.
Indeed, you are powerful.
ESPN Media, Savannah Hilton Head.
It's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner with the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
And now, back to the Carl DeBasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeBasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeBasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They're doctor-led and patient-focused. And like I say, they get you back into your game. And what a game we got this summer. This is one of the biggest sporting sports that we could have here in Savannah if you go by participants, okay? I think there's over 800 swimmers. There's 10 teams. They're all over the place. They come from Richmond Hill, Wilmington Island, I mean, the South Side, Isle of Hope, Mayfair, and it's one of the biggest sporting events that happens every summer, and that's 1 week away at the Aquatic Center. July 11th, we'll have the Savannah Coastal League City Swim Meet to crown the champions. And there's no better way than get a person that's a little more closer to this. He knows more about it than I do, even though I hear about it every year, and because a good friend of mine, Bill Edwards, loves this meet. And joining me now on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline is the Savannah Coastal Swim League president, Chris Hintz. Good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good morning, Coach. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, happy 4th of July, and I couldn't be happier than talking about local sports. And one of the biggest summer sporting events that we put on here in Savannah, Georgia, is the Savannah Coastal Swim League City Meet to crown your summer champion. And once again, this is your second year and your last year, which, you know, it sounds like you're a very, very big supporter of this swim league. I mean, it had to be a lot of fun for you.
Oh, it's a blast. And, you know, I've been part of Summer Swim League since I was a little boy, and swam in college. And it's been great to be able to give back to the Savannah community, to be part of our Summer Swim League, which is such a rich, long history here in Savannah. It's quite an honor, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody realizes this, and I asked you the other day when we talked on the phone, how many years it's been around, and I know I went to the internet, I tried surfing history of the Savannah Coastal Swim League and all this other stuff. I came up with about 30-something years. But you're telling me you had a local friend that he swam in the first one in 1967? That's 48 years ago.
That's absolutely right. We know that several of the teams date back to the late 60s, and our sort of resident historian who's been part of the league for many, many years, said he remembered swimming that very first swim meet in 1967, and I think that just says a testament of how strong the sport is into the region.
I mean, and you got over 800 kids involved this year again?
That's right. We've been averaging between 800 and 1,000 kids for the last several years, and our 10 teams, we added a new team this year, Savannah Quarters Country Club, and so the numbers are holding strong, and it's a great sport for the youth to get into, and then obviously it's a great sport for them to grow through the years and continue.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and we're talking to the Savannah Coastal Swim League president, Chris Hintz. I always want to say Hunts, but it's not Hintz. He's not the ketchup. Sorry, Chris. But
no worries.
Once again, pretty special. So tell us, we're coming down to the final lap, coming into the Summer Swim League, and it's all going to accumulate. Well, it's all going to end next Saturday. So tell us what's going on. Who are the strong teams? I know Wilmington Island Barracudas have taken the last 2 years. What are we looking for next Saturday?
Well, I think we've got obviously 10 strong teams. We split them up into the large group category and the small group category, but the larger teams like Mayfair, Isle of Hope's been perennial favorites, Wilmington Park, Richmond Hill's doing very well this year, Landing's always been strong. And then down in the small team division, the Savannah Golf Club, JEA, Grand Lakes, all been strong this year. Really the up-and-comer, I think, is the Savannah Quarters Country Club, our new team. They've got a very strong program, and you can never count out the Jewish Education Line. They're really spectacular swimmers over there with Coach Whalen. So,
all right, so we got two divisions. We got a large group and we got a small group. Okay, it all starts next week at 8:00. Who goes first, and how do you break it up, and when does it end? I mean, it probably goes all day, right?
It does go all day. It's a very long event. In the morning, they'll go from about 8 a.m. till maybe noon or 1 o'clock will be the young swimmers, the 6 and unders and the 8 and unders. And then we'll have a break around lunchtime, give our officials a rest, get them off deck, give the coaches a break if they can get it. And then the afternoon, we'll start with the 9, 10-year-olds, 11, 12, 13, 14, and our seniors. We try to keep the young ones so they don't have to be there all day. It is definitely a long day for them. But the older kids kind of know what they're doing, and so it runs just a little bit more smoothly in the afternoon.
And once again, we're talking to Chris Hintz on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline, and he's the president of the Savannah Coastal Swim League. So we're going to wrap up next week, July 11th, the city swim meet and at the Chatham County Aquatic Center. Any course to get in? Anybody you want to recognize? Volunteers? Anybody you want to give some kudos to?
No, it's free to the public. We invite you to come out. We had a real exciting meet last year. 12 meet records fell. Normally it's two or three records, but I'm looking to see some just excellent swimming this year. The Savannah Coastal Swim League is an entirely volunteer event and volunteer-driven organization. So every team will be having parents and volunteers involved from running results all over the pool, timing. We'll be having volunteer officials, the certified USA Swimming officials, some of whom won't even have their children swimming in that event, that they've just been doing it so long and, again, giving back to the sport. So it's a well-coordinated event. We've got, like I said, close to 500 swimmers probably swimming next weekend, 500 to 800 in our league or so. And it'll be a little bit controlled chaos, but it's a lot of fun, especially when you get the relays and getting close to the end of the day. And those relays count for a lot of points for teams.
Well, Chris Hintz, the president of the Savannah Coastal Swim League, this is the end of your two-year term. You were once a swimmer. Now you've been in charge of it. Give us your perspective over the last 2 years. Have you seen this league? I mean, it hasn't grown. It's held its own for so many years. What's your perspective on this whole summer swim league?
I think it's gotten stronger. We may not have had, we had some huge growth the last few years, and then we're holding strong. I think what's been really good is the quality of swimming has really improved. We've had some great coaches get involved the last few years. We've had some new teams get involved the last few years, and the quality of the swimming has really gotten better. I think we've encouraged many of our summer swim league swimmers to go on to year-round swimming with Savannah swim team or Georgia Coastal Aquatics team. And that's really what we're here for, is give everybody a taste of competition swimming. And if they're interested in it, go on and seek year-round swimming.
Well, Chris, great job. 2 years of running the show. I look forward to stopping by there after I get off the radio next week. I'm telling you, the electricity is unbelievable at the Aquatic Center for the city meet. And once again, thank you for what you've done and what you will do, because I know you're not going to step back. You'll be one of those volunteers. Keep the great work, and look forward to seeing you next weekend.
Thank you very much, Coach. Looking forward to it.
And that's Chris Hintz, the president of the Savannah Coastal Swim League. Volunteers galore to run the Savannah Coastal Swim League. Their end of the year meet is the Savannah Coastal City Swim Meet next Saturday, July 11th at the Aquatic Center. Free to get in, 8 o'clock. The little kids go first. Older kids come in at 12 o'clock. And I'm telling you, 500 swimmers in there. There's electricity as soon as you walk through that door. Once again, the Savannah Coastal Swim League City Meet. Next up, we're going to talk a little golf. We got to catch up on a lot of golf. I've been gone for 3 weeks, and this man has all the golf news we need. Once again, he's waiting there on the tee box, waiting to hit it hopefully straight down the fairway. And that's the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And what a beautiful day to start. I came down Truman Parkway. Always get a great look. Got to thank O.C. Welch for clearing out all that rubbish there at the Bacon Park Golf Course. And it just wants me to get out there and play. And looking at the pictures on Facebook, the grass is going down. I'm telling you right now, I'm excited about it. And it's been a great renovation over there. But this man and I haven't talked to him about 2-3 weeks because I've been on the road. And last week he texted me. He says, no golf talk today on the radio show. Well, you know, I was up in Ohio watching my boy play. But he's got all the news we need, and he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline. And I like to coin him. He's the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. Good morning, Stephen. How's it going? Happy 4th.
Hey, happy 4th, man. We've been missing you on the radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, I took my team up to your beloved UGA basketball team. Had a great time at the camp. Got to play in Stegman, and the kids loved it. And then, you know, had to go see my boy play at least once this summer up in Ohio. But believe me, I've been missing talking about golf. You know, I'm not a golfer, but just following all these local guys, and you dig even deeper because there are more local guys that people need to hear about, like the mini tour golfers, Blaine Bunch and Justin Martinson. I mean, go ahead, lay it out there. I mean, hit it straight. You know more about these guys than I do.
Well, you know, just like your son Dom, who's working his way through the minor leagues in professional baseball, we've got several people around here that are working their way through the minor leagues of professional golf. And of course, everyone's heard of Justin Martinson. He's the young man who moved here from Delaware and finished second on the Big Break on the Golf Channel, so he's got a lot of national publicity. He's absolutely going to make it in professional golf. But there's another guy. Yeah, a local kid named Blaine Bunch, who, you know, he's from Savannah. He works out at Crosswinds Golf Club. He's quietly been a terrific golfer for a long time. And he won for the first time as a professional last week in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He plays most of his golf on something called the Swing Thought Tour. People might not know what the Swing Thought Tour is, but they know what it used to be. It was called the NGA Hooters Professional Golf Tour. And for a long time, it was called the Hooters Tour. And it's where guys like Zach Johnson and Keegan Bradley and, you know, a lot of other really recognizable names got their start in professional golf. You know, when you go out and watch these guys play, these are really, really, really good players. These are guys that are going to be in professional golf. They're going to make their living playing professional golf. And Blaine went out and shot 66 at a course called Myrtlewood in South Carolina, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He ended up winning a golf tournament, his first win as a professional. And, you know, there's a guy out at Southbridge, an assistant pro named Daryl Seidel. He's also an assistant golf coach for the Savannah State men's golf team. And he's been telling me for a year, this kid's coming. It's on its way. It's coming. Just if everybody gives him one more year, this kid's name is going to be all over leaderboards everywhere he plays. And I think it's just a testament to the amount of talent there is in Savannah. Justin Martinson, who we mentioned earlier, is actually on the Swing Thought Tour as well. He plays on the Pro Series. And he's gotten all the way up to 14th on the money list. He had a second place finish in North Carolina a couple weeks ago and continues to play extremely well. So these are, you know, Savannah's not far away from having several players at the web.com tour and maybe even PGA tour level, because Mark Silvers is actually turning his fortunes around. He's on the web.com tour. He's got two top 15 finishes in his last two web.com tour events, and of course he made the cut at the U.S. Open, which is even more impressive. So Savannah really is on the come for professional golf talent. There seems to be something kind of in the air around here, Carl.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Talent.
I mean, just following, you know, Brian Harman and Mark Silvers and Gene Sowers and was it Mark Epperson? I mean, we can go on and on, and you got all the names. Another guy, Anderson, right? Mark Anderson, is that who it is?
Mark Anderson out of Beaufort, yeah, and Chris Epperson used to is kind of local. He played Savannah Christian, lives in the Hilton Head. Of course, Chris Wolf.
Right, there's another one, yeah.
He's in the Armstrong State University Athletic Hall of Fame, one of the best players ever played for Michael Butler over there at Armstrong State. He's 10th on the Swing Thought Tour right now in earnings. And, yeah, there's just a lot of really good golf being played here. And I think a lot of that is because there's good leadership in the golf community with guys like Michael Butler at Armstrong State. And, you know, there's just a buzz.
Right. I mean, it's really super. But now you got some news you want to talk about. We got the City Am 20 dates, and there's something new going on. So let's go. Spill the beans.
Man, it's an exciting time to talk about golf a little bit locally, because the dates for the City Am to be played on the
completely renovated Bacon Park Golf Course have been released, and I'm excited about it. I'm even more excited about something else they're going to do. So the City Am is going to be played on October 24th and 25th, and that's the Georgia bye week. That matters to me.
Yeah, I know that.
but it's going to be played on October 24th and 25th on the fully renovated 18 holes at Bacon Park, and I don't think there's any way to express the excitement that's going to be surrounding that golf tournament, because last year, of course, they played it on the partially renovated one, the front nine, but the back nine being ready and it being in the kind of condition that we think it's going to be in. I think it's going to be a really exciting time. They'll have a huge field, and they've done something really smart and really creative. The week before, the Bacon Park is going to host the Junior City Amateur Championship and the Ladies City Amateur Championship. So October 17th and 18th, the week before the City Am, for the first time, there will be a Junior City Amateur Champion crowned, and there will be a Ladies City Amateur Champion crowned. And, Carl, I think that is some of the best news I've heard in a long time about golf, is there are a ton of junior golfers in this area. There's a lot of really good young players. And how exciting would it be to have your son or daughter's name on the trophy as the very first Junior City Amateur Champion in Savannah, Georgia?
I mean, you know, just what, you know, you said it, I don't know if it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, that give O.C. Welch some time.
Yep.
Let him do what he's got to do, and there's going to be some, and you said it, there are going to be a lot of special events coming here to Savannah, Georgia, and I mean, it's our own. We are a part of this, and I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's definitely, and watching, you know, seeing the pictures they post on Facebook of the back nine or the nine that's being renovated now, it just looks so sweet, Stephen. So sweet.
It's going to be. I played out there, actually. I played out Wednesday afternoon late and walked off holes with Tim Guidera, our good friend Tim. And I'll tell you, the front nine right now is terrific. It's just a terrific place to play golf. The back nine is going to be just as good. And I had, you know, we've all said this. You give him time. If you give this process time. He told O.C. Welch told me from day one, I have so many ideas, I just need a golf course. And that's what he's got now. He's built himself a golf course to try to implement some of these great ideas. You know, the lifeblood of golf is junior golf, young people playing and playing at a good level, having fun, not only being competitive but enjoying the game, and introducing something like the City Am where for juniors. Boy, I tell you, I just can't think of a better idea or a better way to continue the momentum for golf in Savannah. It is having something to look forward to, having a Super Bowl to look forward to, if you will, every year. And I think it's going to be I think it's going to explode. I think you'll have people lined up out in the parking lot trying to sign their kids up to play in a golf tournament. And I honestly can't wait until Jack, my son, is old enough to put him in there. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are going to feel like that.
Well, it's an exciting time watching that golf course be renovated and rejuvenated, and it's really exciting. And once again, with all the news you bring here on the show, Steve, I appreciate it. And once again, thanks for keeping us updated. And once again, have a good day and enjoy the 4th of July. And any news you got, just let me know. We got to get it out here.
It's a beautiful day for the 4th of July. I'd like to say God bless America, and hopefully everyone out there has a safe and happy holiday. And we will talk to you next week.
You got it, Steve. Have a good one. And that's the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. And once again, he does a great job, and I'm excited about it because if you listened about 3 weeks ago, we will have a golf magazine produced by Mr. Elmo Weeks coming out here hopefully at the end of July. And I'm excited about it because, I mean, I'm not a big golfer, but I'm into golf now just because I talk about it so much and I follow the guys. And, you know, like I said in my little tweet 10 years ago, I could not imagine seeing Brian Harmon on national TV and watching him last weekend or the weekend before, wherever it was, with him and Bubba Watson, the lefties out of Georgia. Just exciting. Just keeps me, you know, just makes, you know, following these guys that grew up here in Savannah or live in Savannah. Just an exciting time. Great job by Stephen Elmo Weeks. As always, once again, he was brought to you live on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline. Next up, A little take two with my Goomba, my Paisa, my producer, PJ Zucco. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Well, really, FM 104.3. But once again, we're coming up to the last segment here, and we started this about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report version of Take 3. We're taking 2 with the producer of the show, PJ Zucco, who's also the host of High School First Look, which is only about a month and a half away, so I know he's getting exciting. Good morning, PJ. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's a fantastic day. Like you said, high school football right around the corner. Can't wait for that coming up. But, hey, it's July 4th, and it's going to be a terrific day. I can't wait for it. A lot of sports on television this weekend, and it's just a great weekend. It's a terrific weekend for all of America.
Well, perfect segue, PJ, for the first question of Take 2, and this is going from me to you. Okay, we know hot dogs, apple pie, and, baseball, America's pastime. What is your favorite sport to watch on the 4th of July, or even to take part in?
Well, you actually, you mentioned a lot of good ones right there, but you didn't mention the couple that I really look forward to. I'm looking forward to this year anyway. I'll tell you what, I'm a little biased, and everyone, probably knows by now I'm a huge NASCAR guy, and they go to Daytona twice a year for two of the biggest races of the year, the Daytona 500 and also what used to be called the Firecracker 400, now the Coca-Cola Zero 400 down there. It's going to be tomorrow night, and a very exciting time, and that's really what I look forward to. For July 4th, sitting around with my family, watching the Daytona night race on the 4th of July weekend. So that's really what I look forward to, but that's actually number 2 on the list this year. As everyone knows by now, the Women's World Cup, the U.S. Women's National Team is in the final, and that is tomorrow night as well. And that is really what I'm focusing on this year. I love the coverage that soccer has been getting by all the TV networks, the combined TV networks, obviously, throughout the past couple of years. And I love soccer. I mean, I played it when I was a kid. I think everyone played it when they were a kid. I played it, rec soccer for 12 or 13 years. So soccer is one of my favorite sports. And this weekend has really been wrapped up in soccer this year with the U.S. men's national team getting ready for the Gold Cup and beating Guatemala last night 4-0, 4-0, as soccer fans would say. And tomorrow, the Women's World Cup final with U.S. and Japan, the rematch of 2011. So that's really what I'm looking forward to this year. Obviously, a huge, a very patriotic person. And anytime the U.S. is playing in anything and they're representing the American flag, I can't wait for it. And that's that's what I'm looking forward to.
PJ, you're forgetting one great contest today. The one that I'm excited about. The world-famous Nathan's International Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, New York.
Well, I didn't forget about it. That's actually what my question is. That's not really my thing. That's not my thing, but I know a lot of people love it. I know a lot of other people look forward to it. That's not necessarily my thing, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. We got a lot of big ones. You got like you said, it used to be the Firecracker 500. Now we got the Coca-Cola 500 or 400. You got the Women's World Cup. I mean, there's so many good things going on. But for me today, not tomorrow, because that's the other two events of tomorrow, I'm going to watch a little Joey Chestnuts eating some Coney Island Nathan hot dog. But once again, that was my question, number one. And, you know, food's near and dear to my heart with sports, so I had to go with the food.
I hear you.
Take two. It's question number two from PJ Zucco.
Yep. Take two. Like I said, about the hot dog eating contest up there on Coney Island. Are you taking Joey Chestnut or the field today?
I got to go with my man, Joey Chestnuts. Any guy that can eat 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes, I envy him. You know, I'm a big guy. I think I can get down 20 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I don't think I can go more than that because it's unbelievable. This man can eat and eat and eat, but I can't see anybody even coming close to him. Joey Chestnuts is just a machine. Now, here, PJ, I know this is, take two. We got two questions. I'm going to throw this out. Is this man an athlete or just a human eating machine?
Man, I mean, athlete, that's a hard question to answer. I mean, I don't know if I would put him in the realm of athlete, but then again, the amount of, training you have to do for this, which is obviously, just eating. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd put him in the athlete realm, but he's certainly a big hot dog eater, and he's probably the best hot dog eater we've ever seen. So, I mean, that's a
contest,
right?
We used to have pie eating contests. Now we got hot dog eating contests. We got wing eating contests. It's all American, you know what I mean? America backing up its food of choice.
There you go. Yeah, I hope he would accept the compliment from me on that. But you're right. July 4th is all about food, man. What is the Demasi family planning on having their cookout today?
Oh, I have no idea. I got to talk to the lady about that. And when I left, she's still that day off getting her beauty sleep. So I don't know what my wife D has lined up. It'll be something good, I could tell you that. But I would love to get my hot dogs on, grill, or what I call from up north, we called it barbecue, and down here they call it grilling. So I'd love to get a good grill on with some hamburgers, hot dogs, some coleslaw, some pork and beans, baked beans. I mean, that would be my 4th of July menu, which probably most Americans do.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's kind of what I'm expecting today, going over to a friend's house, sit around the pool, sit around a campfire, and enjoy some hot dogs, some hamburgers, some, French fries, whatever else you want to put out there, and potato salad, maybe something like that. So
I hear you.
That food is one of the most exciting things about July.
Yep.
I mean, and anytime we get to talk about food on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, why not?
Hey, Kevin Biscuits, Thomas, and me go a long way. You can just call me Carl DeMasi, the hot dog coach. I mean, whatever you want to call me. So, but anyway, PJ, we got to do this quickly. You're a big soccer buff, NASCAR buff. Soccer tomorrow night. Well, what do you think the women are going to do?
Well, I think that we really, prove who we are against Germany. That's the best all-around game that the women's national team has played so far. You got a little, some people are saying you got a little help on the penalty kick on the call there, and that put you up 1-0. But then you finally got the offensive explosion there at the end that you were looking for, and, got pressure on the Germans even at the end, even when you were up 1-0, and you could have just sat back and defended. Now, that's what Japan is going to do. That they, park the bus on you, and they're going to have 10 defenders in the box, and then they're going to try and counterattack you. So that's one thing that the U.S. Women's National Team has to look out for. But no one scored a goal on the U.S. Women's National Team in, I think, 513 minutes now.
Wow.
And that back line and Hope Solo as a goalkeeper is that they're terrific together. And I don't think Japan's going to – maybe they'll, break away for one goal. But I think U.S. the women's national team gets revenge tomorrow. Abby Wambach gets her World Cup that she's been looking for, and I think the women's national team is poised to win this World Cup, and I definitely think it's going to happen.
Well, PJ, always a great take two, always good points, and once again, PJ, old cliche, a coach's cliche, offense wins championships, but offense wins games, but defense wins championships, and that's what's going to happen tomorrow night. All right, buddy, we're up against the clock. Great job, and I'll see you in the second hour around the turn.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it. And all you fans listening out there, have a great 4th of July weekend. Stay safe.
And that's PJ Zucco, the host of High School First Look, the producer of the Call of the Massey Sports Report. Once again, take two. Always a lot of fun. And once again, in hour number two, we'll be talking to the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, HV Jenkins running back, Arkeem Bird. And then we'll have the big guy, Frank Selkowski. You're listening to the Call of the Massey Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
At Savannah State University, we realize that you cannot put your career on hold to pursue an MBA. Now, you can complete your MBA in 2 years or less. With flexible schedules, Savannah State University's MBA program is also extremely affordable, with night classes meeting Monday through Thursday. Savannah State University is now enrolling for spring and fall semesters. It's time to take the next step with your career and visit savannahstate.edu today.
ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me because I'm here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, whether it's live or recorded. We're here doing the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and it's a beautiful day outside, but, you know, the forecast looks kind of bleak for this afternoon. Right now, it's 80 degrees. It's sunny. It's supposed to be a high of 93 today, but we have 50% chance of rain coming in this afternoon, and they say it should arrive here about 9 o'clock. So hopefully, well, really, 6, I got to go back. It's supposed to get here at 4 o'clock, so I do apologize with that misinformation, but hopefully it'll hold off so we can get to see those fireworks downtown on River Street and have a good time. And happy 4th of July to everybody, because it's the July 4th weekend. It's happy birthday, America. So once again, God bless America. I'm glad I live here because we get to do what we got to do. We got to say, and you know that's what's great about living in this country. We're free to do what we want to do and choose what we want to do. And once again, I have to start off with a heavy heart, like I did in hour number one. Right now, we got the watermelon crawl put on by Fleet Feet Savannah over there at Lake Mayer, and the man that was the man behind Fleet Feet Savannah and the running races here in Savannah since 2002 passed suddenly about a week ago. Robert Espinoza just breaks my heart. Robert would come on my show anytime, anywhere, whatever he may be doing. He could be in the middle of the JCB mud run, and I'd call him up and say, Robert, let's talk some mud run, you know, and he said, well, you know, I'll fit you in there. Just let me know what time. I'll get my cell phone. We'll be ready to do it. And the man was meant a lot to a lot of people. He had a, you know, motivator, get people getting into shape, and it wasn't just about winning races. It was about getting people involved in running, in exercise, being healthier, and I know Savannah's going to miss him a lot, but he'll be around here in our memories, in our hearts for a long time. Robert Espinoza, gone too early at the age of 54. Robert, the jog father, Espinoza, wherever you may be, you'll be missed, but you won't be forgotten. Once again, Robert Espinoza, the man behind all our running races, and there's nothing more I could say. Well, hour number two, game number two, which I like to call. We got a great lineup. I'll give you some local scores and news in the next couple of minutes before that. Now, we're going to go to the second quarter, and that's roughly about 10:17. We'll have the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This guy's a senior. He's going to be a warrior at HV. He is a warrior at HV Jenkins High School on the football field. He's one of the best players in the area and in the state. A number of schools have already offered him to go play there, scholarships. So I'm excited about it. Last year in, probably about six or seven games, he ran for over 800 and something yards. He missed almost a month because of an injury. But you know what? When you have 4.440 speed, people know who you are. And when you can run the ball or tote the rock, as we like to say, you know, you're going to get a lot of looks. And he's been getting a lot of looks. I know the other night, just going along, searching the internet for information about what's going on here with kids in Savannah, he got offered a full scholarship to go to the University of Wyoming. Now, University of Wyoming's a little farther from Savannah, Georgia. It's out there in Laramie, Wyoming. But you know what? It's Division I football, and he's got a lot of them, which we'll talk about later on. And then we'll bring on the big guy in the third quarter, WJCL sports director, good friend of mine, Frank the Big Guy Slikowski. 21 days until opening day or opening practice for high school football. July 25th, they'll get out there and start conditioning, 5 days of conditioning. And I know a lot of kids, a lot of coaches are really excited about here in Savannah, Georgia. We got a lot of good teams this year. You know, ESPN Radio Savannah, ESPN Savannah Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. We'll have our high school game of the week every Friday night. A lot of great games. BC looking to go deep and repeat. Jenkins has a lot of weapons coming back. Calvary, Savannah Christian, Richmond Hill's got a new philosophy over there. So a lot of going on. Memorial Day School winning championships left and right. They get no respect. There's our Rodney Dangerfield of high school football, Memorial Day School. Mark Sussman and Michael Thompson do a great job over there. So we'll talk to big guy, because his summer ends in 3 weeks, because once football starts, he doesn't go home. And then we'll close out this show. So on the scoreboard, the Braves, three in a row, two games under 500. They're still in third place. They're five games out. They beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night 2-1. What's going on with Julio Teheran? The guy can't lose at home. He's 5-0 with a 2.04 ERA, but on the road, he's 1-4 with a 7.40 ERA. But just bring him home, and he wins. And then, you know, Juan Uribe, the new addition to the Braves, hit the tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning. Hey, three straight for the Braves. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And then, once again, they'll be up at the Ted at Turner Field tonight, taking on the Phillies. Alex Wood will go for the Braves. The Augusta Green Jackets were at Savannah last night. They split a doubleheader because the night before it rained out. The Green Jackets won the first game 3-1, and the Nats came back and won 3-0. The Nats clinched the first half of the Sally League, the South Atlantic League Championship or division, so they'll be in the playoffs. But 2-6 after the first half ended after the All-Star game, so hopefully the Sand Nats will get right on track again and get a little up there closer to the first place. The Sand Nats will travel to Greenville to take on the Drive, Greenville Drive. The Nats own an unbelievable record against the Drive. They're 7-0. Corey Oswalt will take the mound. The Sand Nats will not return until Tuesday, July 14th. So they'll be on the road for 10 days. I think they play 9 games, so we won't see them until they return July 14th against the Asheville Tourists. PGA, we're at the Greenbrier. Brian Harmon is not involved. Our own Savannah Brian Harmon, he's got the week off. He gets to defend his John Deere Classic title next week in Silvis, Illinois. Champions Tour, nothing going on. So Gene Sowers, another Savannian, at the Encompass Championship next week at the North Shore Country Club in Glenville, Illinois. So they'll both be in Illinois. Mark Silvers was playing on the Web.com Tour. At the Nova Scotia Open, he shot 6 over and missed the cut. And the rest of the guys, Chris Epperson, and the rest of the guys have the day off. Running events today, we got the Watermelon Crawl. It started at 8 o'clock over at Lake Mare. There was a 6-mile run, an 8-mile run. They started Lake Mare, went down Isle of Hope, came back. Next week, we got the Summer Sizzler. The proceeds for this race will benefit the Horizon Savannah organization, which provides valuable summer educational opportunities for low-income students. So come out and support it. It's going to be out there in Wilmington Island. It'll start at J.C. Cannon Field. Go to fleetfeetsavannah.com to register. Once again, our man was behind this, Robert Espinoza. So that's as far as the local scores go and what's going on. Remember, we got next week, July 11th, the big Savannah Coastal Swim League City Meet. We'll crown our large team division, and we'll crown our small team division. Over 800 swimmers are involved in the Savannah Coastal Swim League every summer. I mean, that's pretty impressive. When you got that many kids participating in the sport, it means a lot. Wilmington Island, Isle of Hope, Mayfair, we just got a new team. The Savannah Court has got a new team. So get out there. The young kids will swim starting at 8 o'clock, and then they'll bring the older kids after that. So there'll be two swim sessions. Let me get my notes here. Okay, 8 o'clock will be warm-up. 9 o'clock we'll start with 6 and under. And the 7 to 8-year-olds, then in the afternoon, we'll go 9 to 10, 11 to 12, 13, 14, and the older kids, 15, 18 in the afternoon. It's a packed house. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to go over to Chatham County Aquatic Center and watch it. Everybody's volunteering, so get involved. Be part of the Savannah Coastal Swim League City Championship next Saturday, July 11th. And once again, it's July 4th. Don't forget we have fireworks down there on River Street put on by the Savannah Council, Tourist Council, okay? That sounds like a signing. All right, let's get up. We got to finish this one out, and we got the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic up next. Remember, without these guys, I couldn't do this. With 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, they have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. That's OPTIMhealth.com. Next up, a little football down the road on Durant Avenue at from H.V. Jenkins High School. Upcoming senior, a lot of offers. I'm excited about it. Arkeem Bird. You're going to hear that name because he's going to get a lot of recognition. You know, I teased him before, but this kid does have a chance for gaining anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 yards this year. So I know we got some tough teams he's got to play, but he can do it. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Remember, you can listen to us on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com. ESPNCoastal.com, or on your smartphone at the new ESPN Radio app, and just go to Savannah Hilton Head. And then, of course, on TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio, and go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, Durant Avenue. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. Like I said, this is my favorite part of the show. When you bring in the kids, and we talk about their accomplishments and what they may be doing in the future, it's great following the kids. I still call them kids. 2005, watching Brian Harmon at Savannah Christian, now playing on the PGA Tour, and Mark Silvers at Country Day, and Josh Reddick at Effingham County High School, South Effingham, not Effingham County, South Effingham High School, playing now for the Oakland A's. Just a lot of fun. Even the guys in the minor leagues or the minor golf leagues, it's a lot of fun following them, and that's what it's all about. And once again, this segment is called the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This guy, I mean, he's going to be somebody special that we're going to have to watch on the gridiron in the football field this year. I mean, in 2 years at Johnson, he's gained over 1,400 yards. He scored over 29 touchdowns. Let me take that back. He scored 27 touchdowns, 21 rushing, 6 passing. Just one of the best athletes, football players in the area to watch. He's already had offers from, here we go, roll call, Appalachian State, Central Michigan, Chattanooga, Georgia State, Kansas, Marshall, Middle Tennessee State, Western Kentucky, Army and Navy. I mean, you can say go Navy or go Army. I don't know. Mercer, Sanford, and then he just got a big Division I offer the other night from the University of Wyoming. He's out there. He runs 40-yard dash is 4.48, pretty special. He missed a month last year with an injury, a shoulder injury, but he still finished rushing for 868 yards, 13 touchdowns in just 8 games. And then, of course, you can throw. He's got some skills. He can catch the ball also. He caught 12 passes for 171 yards and 3 more touchdowns, and he was all-region first-team honor. He was all Savannah Morning News first-team football player in studio in the brand-new ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 FM 104.3 studio is senior running back from H.V. Jenkins High School, Arkeem Byrd. Good morning, Arkeem.
Good morning. How everybody going? Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. I mean, you know, I've watched you since you've been a sophomore, and, you know, I know you probably wanted to play more as a sophomore, but right. You got a little more time as a junior. Unbelievable football talent, and you got a lot of teams looking at you now. It's just got to be exciting for you.
Oh, yes, sir, it is.
I mean, so, you know, football, big-time sport. Especially in this area, especially in the South, people are watching everybody. You know, you had to start somewhere. When did you start playing football?
I started playing football when I was like 5 or 6. I played with a team called Eastside Crusader. And we always used to lose. And like, I always like get mad. And I was telling my dad I want to be a winner. So he took me to Frank Highland Boys and Girls Club when I was 8 years old. And since I was 8 till I was 12, I probably lost 2 games of my life. Ever since I went to the Frank County Boys and Girls Club, you know, we always won championships and, like, you know, every year. And, like, they really rolled me as a player. And, like, you know, they really kind of, like, lead me and, like, build me to who I am right now, like, build my character. You know, a lot of coaches, like, involved in my life. So, like, you know, Frank County Boys and Girls Club, you know, really helped me to get where I'm at today.
Well, I mean, they've really laid a good foundation for you because you got a great reputation as far as an athlete and as a person and something special. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're talking to Arkeem Byrd from H.V. Jenkins High School, the Warriors. Of course, we know the Warriors won the basketball championship, but this young man is a very, very good talent on the gridiron in the football field. So, you know, football. I mean, you're running back. You also told me you like playing defense, okay? What do you like so much about playing football? I mean, you like getting hit or you want to hit the people? You like scoring? What do you like so much about football?
Football, man. It was like an outlet to me ever since I was young. You know, really, I had stopped playing, like, take out my aggression. And, like, it just been there for me. Like, it's like my love, like my first love.
So you can't get enough of it. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, well, you know, like I said, you got a 4.45 or 4.4 40-yard dash. You ran 20 for 21 touchdowns. You've caught 6 passes for touchdowns. I mean, if I was a college recruiter and I came to see Coach Adams and I would ask Coach Adams, what is Arkeem's best football skill? What would you tell that football coach?
I just tell him he's a playmaker, you know. We get the ball in the hands, he's a playmaker, you know. Like, if you just, like, watch my film, you know, like, if I catch the ball, if I run the ball, like, one man's not going to bring me down. Like, that's my mentality.
You can just run people over, right?
All right, yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty special. I mean, the playmaker. And as being a former head football coach or football coach, whatever you want to call it, you want to get the ball in the hands of your playmaker. So right. I know Coach Adams wants you to touch that ball a lot. So, you know, football, okay, you know, back when I was growing up, it really started becoming a big thing, getting in the weight room, getting bigger. They didn't really talk about faster. They talked about getting bigger and stronger. Now, you know, as far as you going, I mean, you're a Major One, Division One prospect. What's your routine to make you a better football player? You know, physically, mentally, what do you do? What's the routine that Arkeem Byrd uses to get better?
Oh, I train every day. You know, I got two trainers who I train with. One of them trainers is Juliet Lowe, named James Robert. Coach Robert, you know, he really teaches me like having my running form and stuff like that. And I also got a trainer. He coaches over there at BC. Coach Brian Gray and Coach West. They got a little program going on called NLT. Next Level Training. You know, and they've been really helping me out and like really guiding me and stuff like that. So both of them guys really been helping me out and like making me stronger, faster, bigger, quicker, everything.
And believe me, when you get to the next level, they're going to even make you bigger, faster, and stronger. You'll see. You'll put on 10, 15 pounds of pure muscle. And I mean, it's definitely a regime, and you train every day. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're talking to H.V. Jenkins, running back senior, Arkeen Bird, with, I don't know, I just ran off about 10, 14 different offers to play Division I football. So as far as you go, you're coming into the year. You got hurt last year. You played 8 games. You ran for 868 yards. What's your personal goal coming into the season?
My personal goal is to be a 1,000-yard plus rusher this year. And, like, just win, like, Officer Player of the Year, like, just Player of the Year of my region.
Just play hard and get the rock and gain as many yards as you can, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you got a good chance of doing that. Now, tell us about Coach Adams. You talked about your trainers. They get you ready physically. Tell us about Coach Adams. What has he meant to Arkeen Bird?
Oh, Coach Adams, he's a good man. He recently took me out to Georgia Southern. Right after I 707, he drove me out there. You know, we had talk, and I really got to know more about Coach Adams. Like just being in his position, you know, in his heart, you know, being a head coach in Savannah, Chatham County area.
You're getting pulled every single way. You're the football coach. You're the manager. You're the trainer. Right. You're the paperwork pusher. So there's a lot to do being a head coach and of course helping kids like you get to the next level, which is pretty special. Now, do you have time to participate in any other sports?
Oh yes, sir. I run track.
How'd you do in track last year?
In the 100 meter, I ran a 10.8, but I had to stop early because I wanted to focus on the weight room because like. You need to get
into that weight room. Now, do you do anything outside of athletics? Do you have time to do any other extracurricular activities?
My principal, Ms. Handy, she really, last year she brought me inside the Key Club. What a Key Club is like we have around the school, you know, like just make school, make it look clean, like just help with the environment, stuff like that.
Nice. Get involved in the Key Club. That's a good thing. Now, you know, high school sports. I mean, you're coming into your senior year. You've had 3 years at Jenkins High School. What has high school sports meant to Arkeen Bird?
High school sports, it means a lot. You know, a lot of college players tell me, you know, like they wish, like they went back to high school. That's their final year, stuff like that. So I'm just living it up right now.
There's no responsibilities when you're in high school.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking to Arkeen Bird, H.V. Jenkins, running back. Ran for over 800 yards last year in 8 games. Missed 3 games to an injury. He's ready to go. Now, you know, last year at H.V. Jenkins High School, okay, what has H.V. Jenkins High School meant to you?
H.V.J., they've really been great to me. Everybody there, from the teachers, from the principals to the assistant principals to the just everybody. You know, everybody one of my teammate moms, she's a teacher, Ms. Wilson. The Wilson family, they really took me, you know, like, she used to give me lunch every day or whatnot. So, like, that really helped me, like, to get this 195. And, like, the principal, Ms. Handy, like, she helped me out recruiting, like, let me talk to the coaches and whatnot. And, like, all my teachers, man, they really loved me and, like, helped me. I really got all A's in my classes. So, like, they really helped me out just making them grades and just teaching me well and, like, just – everybody's been helping me out.
So like a family affair.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me when I go to ABJ.
Well, you know, we know that you plan on playing college football and, you want to try and get a D1 scholarship. But after football, what does Arkeen Bird want to do after football's over? You know, you say you get to the college, you get the pros. After you're done, what do you want to be? You want to be a cop, a lawyer? What's your goals in the future besides playing sports?
Well, what I want to be, like a physical therapist. You know, help athletes out when they get injured. Because I had a couple injuries, so I know how that feels. So I just want to somewhere in the athletic field, like somewhere like that's what I like to do.
Physical therapist, good field to get in. So maybe you can work for Optum Orthopedics, or be a chiropractor like Dr. Bart Wetherington. But Arkeen, we wish you the best of luck. And if you missed it, Arkeen Bird is a running back, senior running back from H.V. Jenkins High School. He's been offered scholarships to play at the following schools: Appalachian State, Central Michigan, Chattanooga, Georgia State, Kansas, Marshall, Middle Tennessee State, Wyoming, Western Kentucky, Navy, Army, Mercer, Sanford. So he's pretty special on that football field. We got one season to go. Make sure you watch him every Friday night, because this man is gonna run people over. He wants to make sure he gets to that 1,000-yard mark. And with his ability, I can see him going 1,500 or 2,000. And Coach Adams, I'm not putting any pressure on you, but he's a good kid. And that's why, Akeem, you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for July 4th. Akeem Bird from HV Jenkins Football. Keep it up. And when you decide where you're going, which you probably don't know yet, make sure you let us know. We'll come back and talk about it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving this award. And I just wanted to tell everybody in the city of Savannah, please come out, come watch the play, come to the game. You know, we kind of lack of the crowd, so like we want a bigger crowd this year, you know.
We want people to fill those stands.
Yes, sir, we want people to fill the stands. So not just home, come every game.
Every game. Yes, and believe me, teachers, students, you make these kids feel wanted when you show up and watch them play.
Yes, sir.
Well, Akeem, thanks for coming in. We got to talk about Dr. Bart Wetherington. Remember, the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic gives you a lot of care. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick up something and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive. That's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. We're running a little behind. We're going to have the big guy up next, WJCL Sports Director Frank Selkowski, talking a little more about high school football. Starts in 21 days. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG.
Calvary Day School. We want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optimal Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And it's 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. It's great to be here. We're talking local sports, national sports. But I'm telling you, it's July 4th. And if you know anything about high school football, the starting date is July 25th here in the state of Georgia. 21 days to go. Now, this man, I don't know how he gets all over the place. He, you know, we got a little commercial that, you know, there's two of them. And then, of course, the lady behind the scenes, Stephanie Farad, who is his right-hand girl. I mean, he just gets all over the place, covers a lot of sports, and it's pretty exciting. But I don't know how he does it. But he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.FM. Okay. Frank, I just lost my sheet. You know what happens when it happens.
Well, it's what happens when you say 21 days until football. That's what's scary.
Yeah, the ESPN Radio 9-Line Apparel Hotline. I got to get that in, and that's the big guy, Frank Selkowski. So it's always a lot of fun, Frank. We have a good time doing this. And like you just said, 21 days. Your summer's over there, big guy.
I tell you what, we were talking about it yesterday. I don't know where the month of June went, but it went really fast. I can tell you that. Here we are, 4th of July weekend, and next thing you know, the kids will be going through the acclimation period, and then it's on to practice. And and it's on to the season kicking off. So it's hard to believe, but you know what? Do everything, turn, and we're ready for it.
And you know, turn. There aren't many programs. Well, the top programs here aren't really going to be turning a new new regime or reloading. They're already ready to go. And I mean, BC is going to be loaded. We just got done with Arkeen Bird. Jenkins is going to be loaded. You got Calvary, Savannah Christian. So, you know, Richmond Hills, you know, got a new coach. We got a lot of things going on here. We might have a couple teams making a far run deep in that Georgia playoffs.
Yeah, we you know, the storylines are there, you know, starting off at the top, Benedictine winning a state championship last year. You know, they lose a lot of big name guys, but they have a lot of returners back. I mean, you start talking about like a guy like Trusell Cooper there at linebacker. If you haven't had a chance to see Trusell play, this guy has a motor that never stops, and he enjoys hitting people. So he's fun to watch, and you know, they have other offensive weapons that will be back there for the cadets. So. And, of course, they open the season in a rematch of the state championship game against Greater Atlanta Christian. It'll be in Savannah. So that's something to be excited about. You talked about Arkeen Bird, and it was good to hear from him. He's a special-type player, and I expect big things out of him this season. Jenkins, Coach Tim Adams over there with several players. Javante Middleton, their quarterback, is I call a rising star in the Coastal Empire. He's got a lot of talent, and he's got so much of an upside. He's got plenty of years to develop that here for the Warriors. You start talking about Calvary Day, you know, Coach Stroud over there. Once again, we'll have a number of players back, a talented group coming back there. And, you know, we start talking about the top player in the Coastal Empire, Savannah Christian, Demetrius Robertson. I mean, some of the articles that we've read this summer about him and where he's, you know, jet set camps and everything else. And, you know, he's the top overall athlete in the class of 2016.
And nationally, he's ranked number one, Frank. I mean, when was the last time that happened? You've been roaming the sidelines here since 2006. I mean, I've been here since 1995. I've never heard a Savannah football player being ranked number one in the nation.
No. And I mean, and you know, he just continues to impress with these different camps that he goes to. And you know, he reopened up that recruiting. So a lot more interest coming in. He's not an Alabama commit anymore. This guy is wide open, so it's going to be fun, and I expect, you know, a lot of college coaches to be on the sidelines out there when Savannah Christian starts playing their games. You know, you may see a who's who of college recruiters and assistant coaches and head coaches down watching Mr. Robertson do what he does. So, yeah, it's an exciting time. You know, you got South Effingham and Effingham, which will be right back in the mixed rated battle. Richmond Hill with a new coach, but you know, exciting offense.
Come on! You got to throw out some love to the Rodney Dangerfield, the high school football. The team's only won three championships in the last 5 or 6 years, and that's Memorial Day School.
Exactly. You know, Memorial Day School is if they just reload, you know, they lose some players, but they just reload and go right back out. And it'll be exciting to see what they can accomplish, as well as see if programs like Bible Baptist and St. Andrews can bounce back and get things going again and make those deep runs into the playoffs. So, you know, across the board, it's going to be a fun season, and there's no turning back now.
Well, I'm talking to Frank Silkowski. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. And the big guy has a lot of it, you know. And then you got to get into the other sports. Then we start with softball. We start with volleyball. We start with cross country. It just doesn't start with football. I mean, everything else kicks in a week later, and that's even more running around for you.
Exactly. I mean, you start talking about these are the down days of summer is what we call, and you know, and it's nice to have a little break, and you start pulling your hair out because you know you don't have as much to cover, but you got to have that downtime to recharge the batteries because you know you get into the end of the month and you got the practices starting, you start getting into August, and then you start having the competitions. Softball games are back. The cross-country meets get going. The football games will follow that. And then you start talking about college football. We'll get started shortly after the high school, you know, and it's just going. I mean, before you know it, we'll be in the basketball season. It's amazing how fast it goes, you know. And I tell you what, it's amazing to see and reload. I mean, it's like everything else. The class of 2015 that just graduated, you know, that was a special group
yep.
of athletes across the board. And now they've gone off. We got them graduated, and we got them into the, going off to the military, going off to play college football, to go to college and begin their adult lives. And it's nice to see that, and we wish them the best of luck. And now we move in and see what the student class of 2016 and the leaders of that can become.
Well, you know, I'm going to go a little off of the local sports here, and I know you're in, you know, to all the sports. So we got a big weekend here. We got the Coca-Cola 400 down in Daytona. We got the World Cup tomorrow night with the ladies. And how about Joey Chestnuts today, Frank, at the Nathan's International Eating Contest there in Coney Island, my old neck of the woods. I mean, I'm fascinated by that, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot dog eating at its finest. You know, another one of those things that You wonder, are these really sports, you know? But if they're putting a spelling bee on ESPN, well, dang gummit, then eating a hot dog is a sport. So, you know, we got to have that U.S. pride there. You know, if we do one thing well here, it's eat. So he's a role model for people who like to down a lot of dogs, that's for sure. And, yeah, you start talking about the World Cup and a big one, a rematch of the last World Cup final with the United States and Japan going at it. And you got to really feel good the way the Americans are playing. You know, last time out, a 2-0 win over Germany, of course, top ranked. So you got to feel good where the Americans are, and hopefully this will be an even special weekend, not only Independence Day, but a chance to win that World Cup, the first since 1999.
Well, Frank, I know your famous saying is, we do what we got to do. And, you know, living in America, we can do what we got to do. And once again, enjoy the 4th with all the ladies in your house. And once again, keep the good work. And enjoy the next 3 weeks, big guys, because I don't know how you're going to be splitting 50,000 directions.
I know. You know what? We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, we just get those batteries charged, and then we'll become a little Energizer bunny. So it's an exciting time, and me and Stephanie are looking forward to doing it all again this season.
Have a good one. Enjoy the 4th. And remember, baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. That's what 4th of July is all about, right?
I'll take it all and then some.
Have a good one, Frank. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Coach.
Frank, the big guy, Silkowski from WJCL, the sports director. And once again, I don't know how these guys get all over the place and get all the video and get it done and edit it and write stories. It's simply amazing. But that's what they do. That's what they do, what they do. And that's Frank's coined term. So once again, we'll wrap it up. We'll have a short segment. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They get you back into your game.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner with the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Remember, Optum Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, you know, another quick show. We got about 5 minutes to wrap it up, and it's 4th of July, and it's been a great show. I got to thank all my guests for finding time to come on, whether they came on the ESPN Radio Nine Line Apparel Hotline, or whether, you know, they came in person, like Arkeem Bird, the H.V. Jenkins High School senior running back, who's got a lot of offers coming in. And, you know, it's pretty exciting time here in the United States. You know, we're allowed to live free. We're allowed to make choices. And, you know what? Talking about sports and making sure, I did forget two other people. I forgot everybody to thank my guests, okay? I got to thank my guests first before I start talking about ending the show. We got to thank the Savannah Coastal Swim League president, Chris Hintz, for coming on. The Coastal Swim League City Meet is next week to crown their champion. That's July 11th at the Aquatic Center. It's free. Got to thank the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, coming on talking about the other guys that play on the mini golf tours, the minor leagues of the golf tours, Blaine Bunch and Justin Martinson. And got to thank him for coming on and, you know, announcing the City Am dates, the City Amateur dates, and which are going to be October 24th and 25th at the newly renovated Bacon Park Golf Course. Last year they played it on the front, just the front nine. Now they play it on both nines, so it's 18 holes at the new renovated Bacon Park Course. And then, of course, he announced the week before, October 17th and 18th, we'll have the Junior City Amateur, the first one ever, and the Women's City Amateur, the first one ever. So pretty special there. And once again, he'll be putting together his own golf magazine coming out at the end of the month, Coastal Golf, with Stephen Elmo Weeks. Then, of course, my man PJ Zucco and the host of High School First Look. He's getting ready for it. October 27th or somewhere in there will be his first show. He gives you a preview of the top games in the area. And we did our take two like we do every week now, every Saturday. He'll get one question. I'll get one question. And we'll both answer them. And it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, Arkeem Bird coming in from H.V. Jenkins High School, the senior running back who's getting a lot of looks from a lot of Division I programs. And, of course, the big guy, Frank Selkowski, taking a time out on his day off to call us up and, for me to call him up and for him to answer my questions about local sports. So, but like I said, we're in America. We're free to do what we got to do. And, I mean, you know, the big hype about paying athletes big-time money. Professional sports is entertainment in my mind. Yes, there are athletes that went through every single level. They started out in our peewee leagues, our rec basketball leagues. They get to the high school, they get to college, and then they deserve the money they get through the fruits of their hard work and their labor. And, I mean, it's pretty impressive. And the big talk lately is, you know, of course, Dwayne Wade getting $20 million for 1 year to come back to the Miami Heat. You know, there's so much that goes into that story. I mean, you know, he gave up money to get the other guys down there. You know, of course, LeBron James and, Chris Bosh. So, you know, he gave up money to get them there. Miami wants to give him $20 million. Miami can give him $20 million. It's a professional sport now. It's entertainment. Miami's got to come with the money. Is he worth $20 million? That's up to the Miami Heat. That's up to Pat Riley and the crew down there. And just listen to sports talk radio and how people bicker over it. Nobody's worth that much money. LeBron James deserves the most. It all depends on the organization. And, you know, that's my topic to end the show. It's all up to the organization what they want to pay their athletes. I mean, if they want to go over their cap and they want to pay a fine for going over their cap, I mean, that's up to them. They do that. I mean, they make so much money. And we as fans, fanatics, we pay for the tickets to go watch them play. And that pays their money. Plus, they got TV contracts. The team's got TV contracts. They get more money that way. The networks are shelling out so much money. If they can afford to do it, they can do it. Whether the guy's worth it or not, that's up to the team. That's up to the general manager and the front office and the owner. If they want to spend that much money on a play, hey, you know what? Sports takes us away from daily life stressors, okay? We enjoy it. There's great stories about people helping out people through sports. Sports means so much. And, you know, we always got to talk and listen to sports talk radio. And it's so negative. It's, you know, let's look at the positive things. Let's look at who's helping who. Who's getting back who on the field. And, you know, who's going to win the Coca-Cola 500? And what's the story behind it? I mean, athletes out there that have handicapped and overcome handicaps to be where they are. Adrian Peterson, I mean, what a great story from Georgia Southern, Chicago Bears. Here's a gentleman who had a speech impediment, who overcame it, and now is giving back. He just lost a son. But you know what? He's finding a way to deal with that, and he's giving back to the community with his camps. So, you know, I mean, you want to pay the money, you pay the money. You don't want to pay the money, you don't pay the money. So, once again, I love sports. takes me away from life stressors and get to do what I want to do because I'm in America and we're free. So we got less than a minute to go. Remember, without the 25 of the finest, best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the area, this show could not happen. I got to thank Optimal Orthopedics for giving me this opportunity. The 2 hours always flies by. And, of course, PJ Zucco down there in Brunswick land, thank you for what you do. I mean, you always make the show what it is, always keep me on time, and getting your input is something special. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3, you can listen to your source for Savannah area sports, and that's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Remember, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a happy 4th of July, and whatever you may be doing, always, always hit it out of the park. And until next week, until next weekend, always have a great week. I'm out of here. Happy 4th. Go United States.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.